You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I heard there's some follically challenged fan out there that has offered up Mad Max tickets in order to not play my rejoin music. I heard that from a bird. Maybe the bird I'm hearing ain't got the right drop.
The bird's...
But that's what I heard.
The bird might be telling a little bit of truths.
All I know that birds do is lie. Because I know Chris Russell. He's the rooster.
Well,
rooster. His lying ass football takes. No, I'm joking.
Chris Russell, say, I don't know about that.
No, he's an honest guy. His football takes are trash at times. That's my guy, though. I can bust his chops. He comes your way next at 1 p.m. He'll take you to 4 o'clock before we hand things over to Craig Hoffman. Right now, though, taking your calls at 301-230-0980. Rookie mini camp for the Commanders gets underway this weekend. OTAs, veteran OTAs, voluntary, that is, underway in 3 weeks. As we're hot and heavy into the offseason, which veteran has the most to prove as we get geared up for the offseason program? We've given a bevy of names, the entire defensive tackle room. We've talked about Brian Robinson. One of the last callers brought up Jayden Daniels. I thought that was an excellent answer that most people may not think of. I'm going to give one more before we get out to the phones here. Somebody that's got something to prove, to me at least. Zach Ertz. Was last year a fluke? Did you really beat Father Time? Washington chose to bypass tight end via free agency and in the draft because they have confidence in Zach Ertz having another smash-ola type of a year. Will he have it is the big question. 301-230-0980 is the number. TC is in Maryland. Wants to chime in. What's going on, TC?
Thanks for taking my call, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I believe this. Everyone that Adam Peters drafted last year,
yeah, okay,
all those rookies last year, they have to step up this year. McCaffrey, all of them, Baptiste, the tackle, everybody, even the linebacker that they drafted last year, they didn't play much. They're supposed to be, what's his name, McGee or something they're supposed to play?
Jordan
every
McGee.
Every last one of those cats who got drafted has to step up. This is the only way we're going to be outstanding, improve, and get the way we need to get to. The rookies we drafted this year, they're going to be rookies. Most of the time, that's a big season for them to be rookies. So it's 9 out of 10, they're not going to come in and be dominant like that. They're just not. Even Coleman that we drafted last year, he played a lot of season last year, so he got that under his belt. He got to go. Along with Brian Robinson, he must.
Yeah. I agree.
Explode. He must explode. Or because Jayden, without a doubt, is going to do his thing. But we need the others.
Yes, totally
to
agree.
Do this thing. We have to have the others. If we don't have the others, then we're going to be short. We're going to be short. So that's what I need going forward. It has to happen. Adam Peters, he made the draft picks last year. Adam Peters is supposed to be the genius. Okay, that's fine. So this class, their second year, they got to be hit. McCaffrey, he out there.
That's the big
whatever
one.
Whatever it is, you got to do something.
That's the big one,
you got to put up a shut up. You got to put up shut up. So it's all those cats.
For sure.
They got to do something.
I think you hit
not just one in particular.
Yeah, for sure. I think you hit it right on the head, TC. I appreciate the call as always. Been a jury week. That's tough. TC coming out swinging. I agree with him, though. I think every caller we've heard from on this topic, I think you can make an argument, you know, for why, you know, player X or Z has something to prove. I will go out on social media as well and get some answers in here. Our guy Athan in Annapolis says Deron Payne hands down has the most to prove, considering the most money that they've paid him over the past couple of years. The production that he's put out on the field has not been close to what he is capable of. I agree 100% with what Athan said. I think we talked about Deron Payne when we first cracked this topic off. Like, yeah, he's got something to prove, man. And I think Deron is an honest enough cat. He's not super vocal with the media, kind of a soft-spoken dude. But he's real. He's a real one. Like, he grinds, he works. Payne in his lack, this is the thing why I feel good about Deron Payne and why I'm not totally out or, you know, selling him off. His lack of production last year wasn't because he didn't put the work in. Right? His lack of production last year wasn't because he just said, forget it. I don't care about getting better at football. He's got the right mentality, man. I truly do believe that. I think all of those guys that are cut from that Alabama fabric are going to put the work in to be the best player that they can be. I think Deron Payne, this is tough. After that double-digit sack season, I was calling him a top five defensive tackle in all the National Football League. As we sit here right now, I don't think that's the case at all. But I do not think, and maybe this is just the homer in me starting to bleed out as we get closer to the start of the regular season, I continue to feel like we are way harder on Deron Payne and way down on Deron Payne as media and fans compared to how the team actually views him internally. I think that's a real comment to make. I said the same thing about the defensive end spot. The entire offseason, I'm screaming from the mountaintops, draft an edge, draft an edge, draft an edge. And then what did they do? They didn't draft an edge. What does that say? We like our edge guys in-house more than you guys give us credit for. 301-230-0980 is the number. As we get geared up for the offseason program, which Commander's veteran has the most to prove? Let's go to Alex in Vienna. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Just to riff on what the last guy said, Ben Sennett, the team burned a second-round pick on this guy.
Burned it.
And
right.
he barely contributed. So, you know, he was behind a really good tight end in Zach Ertz, but Father Time, as you mentioned, is not on Zach Ertz's side. So Sennett needs to step up and start showing that he is the guy that can replace Ertz as the sort of catching tight end to partner with Bates. Otherwise, they got to go back to the market next year and look at one in the draft otherwise. So I think it's him.
That's going to be tough. You got one on defense for us?
Yeah, on defense, I would like to – honestly, we keep hearing about how Mikey Samstrel is this great slot corner.
Mm.
So now that we have an outside corner, let's show you – show to be the best slot corner there is.
That's interesting, man. And I appreciate the call as always, Alex. Enjoy the rest of your week, brother. So I saw your face turn up there. Remember there was a point in time during the year?
Listen.
Remember there was a point in time during the year where I was trying to, like, let the general public know, like, hey, Mikey was good last
year. Mikey's very good.
He was good last year, but he wasn't perfect. He had his struggles at times during the season last year. The first month of the NFL season, he led the NFL in touchdowns given up. That's when he was featured in the slot.
Yeah.
So when you're in the slot, I think the job becomes a little bit more difficult.
Absolutely.
We'll see how he handles himself. Another cat that he's got the right temperament, the right mental makeup to where when he makes mistakes, it's not because he ain't watched tape. It's not because he ain't putting the work in. It's just he got outbeat by the other man, outmanned, outplayed by the other opponent. So Mikey is interesting. I wouldn't say he's got something to prove. I guess he does, though, because
You always got something to prove, especially coming in your second year in the league.
Right.
But like to put top five slot corner on Mikey,
that's not fair.
In terms of expectations going into year two, that's just not fair. Because he didn't get time to settle into that position in year one. He was getting moved all over the field because we needed it.
And that happened during camp too. Like
yeah.
it happened early in camp. So
like they're going to be growing pains going into this position in here too. It's going to happen. I'm not going to like it. It's going to suck. Like, as a corner, you're going to give up big plays. Like, right. That's just kind of the nature of the position. So, I don't have what is the term I'm looking for? I'm not expecting the world from Mikey in year two.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But I still think he's going to be a solid guy in year two. I just don't think he's going to be top five. You know what I mean?
No, and it's a really difficult position to play.
So hard.
What I'm most concerned with and what I'm most looking forward to in terms of his move back inside is the ancillary impact that it has on the run defense. Mm-hmm. Putting him down closer to the line of scrimmage, being one of your toughest.
Because he's a dog. What's. He'll post up. Right. He will lock in to make that tackle. He's not going to jump out of the way like some prissy boy. But
Benjamin St. Just.
Hey, I was going to say it, but.
It's tough, man. It's always interesting, right? There are business decisions that have to be made when you're playing professional football, high school football, college, whatever level you advance to. That's why the safety spot to me is so important, man. When it's a cold November evening and you're going up against the Philadelphia Eagles in playoff seeding.
And your hands are already stinging.
Hands are already stinging. Playoff seeding is on the line. And it's you one-on-one in an alley with Saquon Barkley. You're going to shake a leg or lose one. That's the best way that I can put it. You're going to get down or lay down. Point blank. That to me is why the safety spot's so important. I can't wait till the joint practices. I want to see them hit people. I want to see our guys hit other guys very hard. That's why I love the NFL. 301-230-0980 is the number. I mentioned, we'll go back out on Twitter here for a second, as our guy, DC Sports Dre, shout out to our guy Dre, man, of the Trap or Dive podcast tapping in with us. He says Quan Martin is his guy that has the most to prove. He said last year was his first year as a starter, but the question is, will he be a Jag or a consistent difference maker / impact player like he was at the University of Illinois? Shout out our guy Dre tapping in. That's a really good answer. Because I said it earlier in the show, Quan Martin was one of the steady Eddies of this Commanders defense last year. Rarely got beat over the top. I thought the range was okay. Nothing that jumps off the page at you, because they're already playing them so damn deep to prevent them getting beat over the top. So I'll leave that where it stands. But the Quan thing is interesting, man. Dre, if you tapped in still, one, call us on the line, tweet at us, however you want to get at me. Am I hyperbolizing it? I thought he played really well down the stretch. And if I had to rank him, there are 32 starting free safeties in the NFL. Where am I putting Quan? 13th, 14th? Definitely a top half of the league guy. My bigger question is not really just with Quan. It's the position as a whole. They lack depth. They just do. And Quan, told us that we had that he had, off-season shoulder surgery, two separated shoulders, and that he's, working his way back from that. I thought, man, look, if he went down last year, if we had an injury at the safety spot, who's the depth piece? Right now, there's only one guy at safety that I'm penciling in. There's only one guy at safety that I'm penciling in, and it is Quan Martin. Who plays opposite of Quan Martin? I think it's a massive question mark. I said it earlier in the show. Of the reserves on this defense, and I consider Will Harris a reserve because he hasn't earned a starting job yet, I'd be most comfortable with Jeremy Reeves being that safety opposite of Quan Martin, because I know he's going to do his responsibility in the run game, tackle, all of that.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
So that's the tough part to me. 301-230-0980 is the number. I mentioned we would look at some win totals here for the Washington Commanders. Not win totals, excuse me, the power rankings that were set by ESPN this morning. Late last week, we got power rankings from NFL.com. They ranked the Commanders as the sixth best team in the National Football League. Post-draft, ESPN's got their power rankings out. I'll start at the bottom, a place that Washington for years was accustomed to being. Hey, Mac, you're not going to like this. 32nd ranked team in the National Football League.
I thought he was in here for a second.
That's why I brought it up. But the Giants come in at number 32. I think they probably should come in at number 32. It's probably a pretty accurate spot for that football team. What was interesting to me is how low the Dallas Cowboys were ranked on this list. They come in at 19th in the National Football League. So they don't have Dallas as a playoff team. If the season was to end today, because you get seven from each conference, they're not a top 15 team in the NFL, according to ESPN. The Commanders, though, ranked sixth in the National Football League. The top five is as follows: Baltimore fifth, Detroit fourth, Buffalo three, Philadelphia two, Kansas City one. I'm going to say this. I don't know what the hell the folks at ESPN and NFL.com are looking at. How are you looking at Kansas City saying that they're better than Philadelphia? There's just no way that I look at that football team and go, yeah, they got better. They're much better than Philadelphia.
It's an interesting gripe that you have, because I have a different gripe.
Uh-huh. What's that?
The Detroit Lions.
Being above us?
They just lost both their coordinators.
Talk about it.
Ben Johnson and Kevin hailed. Zeidler. Yes, and Kevin Zeidler. Ben Johnson was hailed as like this offensive mastermind. How are they going to replace that? Who are they replacing that with? Who are they replacing Aaron Glenn with? Because those were two of the like best coordinators in football. There's a reason that they got hired for head coaching positions. I don't know that the Detroit Lions deserve to be number four in the power rankings. I think people are forgetting the curse of the Detroit Lions a little bit here.
This is a put up or shut up year for Detroit.
Absolutely.
In terms of their books.
Yeah.
Jared Goff in his ridiculously unearned contract extension kicks in next year from a salary cap standpoint. So if they don't win it all this year, that team could look massively different. They're already fielding trade calls for former first-round wide receiver Jameson Williams. So clearly things are picking up. Business is picking up in the Motor City. The Commanders come in ranked sixth. The top five, as I just said, Baltimore fifth, Detroit fourth, Buffalo three, Philly two, KC one. This would be a perfect time for Nell's Super Six Pack, but the committee does not meet during the offseason, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm.
I would have had Washington ranked ahead of, I think they're better than Baltimore. I think Washington and Baltimore are like evenly matched teams, but we have the better quarterback. That's how I look at it. They played their tail off when we played them at the bank earlier in the regular season, and that was when this team hadn't reached their peak yet and wasn't playing their best ball.
They hadn't found an identity yet,
you know,
either.
They were still kind of just winging it on both sides of the football. So I do think Washington is probably better than Baltimore. I would say they're about even with Baltimore.
I think Baltimore's a little bit
their
ahead
defense,
of them.
Their defense is
that
better than
ours. That defense isn't saying Kyle Hamilton's a dog. Their defensive line is stacked. Their rotation is ridiculous.
Off the rip, teams I'm putting ahead of Washington: Philadelphia,
sure,
Buffalo,
yeah,
Baltimore,
yep.
That's it.
Not Kansas City.
No.
Interesting.
The mystique of KC is worn off.
Yeah, Travis Kelce did look old in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, looked old.
Looked
now,
really not great.
Their receiving corps is filthy. They added Jalen Royals to that mix. You're going to get a healthy Rashee Rice back. Xavier Worthy. Maybe I should chill on the Chiefs.
So I don't know. Take Rashee Rice's keys and maybe you got something.
Maybe you're cooking with gas. So teams that I definitively have ahead of Washington: Kansas City, Philadelphia, Buffalo, Baltimore. I would have Washington fit. Low key, bro, I put the LA Rams ahead of Washington as well.
I'm kind of with you.
So I would say Washington is sixth, but I think they're sixth in a different order. I think LA is better than Detroit. I think LA is also better than Baltimore as well. This is why the offseason is absolutely great. You get to have these
just debate season.
You know, real legit conversations. Oh, there's the loser.
No, oh, no, that's mean.
No, I'm just joking.
You want me to turn off my mic so he can hear what you said again?
I said, well, there's the loser. Can you hear me again? I said, there's the loser. I was talking about your Giants, hey, Matt, coming in ranked 32nd in ESPN's power rankings.
He said, you're so mean.
Well, I actually should be nice to him. He got me on SiriusXM College Radio this weekend.
Look at you.
Doing some more radio hits, getting the voice out there. So shout out to AMAC for that. You'll hear him and that caged animal, Chris Russell, coming
up. Who I have yet to see, by the way.
Yeah, he may still be recovering from his procedure that he had, so he may not be in studio today. I'm not sure. AMAC probably would know the answer to that question. He's the producer of the show. Anyways, those are the teams that I would definitively put ahead of Washington. Grab line one for us real quick, Max. Am I wrong? Is this power ranking too high or too low for Washington? 301-230-0980. I have them as the sixth best team in the National Football League. NFL.com has them as the sixth best team. ESPN.com has them as the sixth best team. Where do they actually rank, in my opinion? I think they're about fifth or sixth as well. The teams that I would definitively put ahead of Washington, no particular order, KC, Philly, Buffalo, Baltimore and the LA Rams. So I would have them ranked sixth as well. What say you? 301-230-0980 is the number. Your calls. Are the Commanders ranked too high or too low in these post-draft power rankings?
All right. Yes, the news is true. The NFL draft will be coming to Washington, D.C. in 2027. Early reports indicate they intend to have the draft on the National Mall in front of the Washington Monument. The Washington Nationals take two off the Cincinnati Reds over the weekend. Last night, they win 4-1. C.J. Abrams continues his 10-game hit streak. Mackenzie Gore, 5 innings pitched, 1 earned run, and 9 strikeouts. Michigan head coach Sharon Moore will serve a school-mandated 2-game suspension to begin the 2025 college football season, all stemming from the Connor Stallion sign-stealing scandal in 2023. The New England Patriots have announced their intention to induct wide receiver Julian Edelman into their Hall of Fame. He is the 37th member inducted, and that will happen over the 2025 NFL season. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow! Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.